Next week, the 17th International AIDS Conference will open in Mexico City. The meeting will bring together scientists, activists, people living with HIV, and also people working in faith-based organisations who'll be able to learn more about new findings in research. They will also look at best practices and responses to HIV and AIDS. We spoke to the Special Advisor on HIV and AIDS for Caritas Internationalis, Monsignor Robert Vitello, who told us more about the challenges they still face with this pandemic.
Worldwide estimates of the number of people living with HIV, that's the virus that eventually will cause AIDS in people, is that there are some 33 million people living with HIV in the world right now. Those numbers are less than they were in previous years because we have begun to use much more commonly antiretroviral treatment. Then people are less likely to pass on the virus. And so there have been some small decreases in the number of people infected, but there still are many challenges left for this pandemic. We still have 33 million people living with a virus that could cause AIDS and eventually lead to death. And now we have about 3 million people in developing countries that have access to those medications. But that's only half the number of people who need access to those medications. And in the case of children, far fewer, only about 30% of the children who have HIV have access to those medications. And those who don't get those medications, most of them die before they're 2 years of age. Also, the fact that we have millions and millions of orphans whose parents have died of AIDS is a massive problem that's related to AIDS, even though many of those children are not living with the virus themselves.